Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast coming to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks in Branson, Missouri. We have a special guest who's giving us a witness of having been to heaven. Yesterday we were in the throne room of God. He was killed in an accident, shouldn't be alive. We'll get to the healing by the end of the week. And he'll go a little bit more into that, so you'll surely want to be with us. But Gary, just take it up from here.
Thank you, Billy. And I just want to start off by saying thank you for allowing me this opportunity to share. And Dean and I have been praying, and we've been talking about this for a long time. We want to be partners with you in your ministry.
Oh, welcome.
And we're so honored, and I want to encourage everybody to do that. And I got to tell you a little funny story. Dean and I were just in a crusade, and I had announced several times that we're coming up here just to see you, and it'll be at Prayer Mountain. And so one man walked out and said, would you be sure to tell Billy Graham that I said hi? I got saved when he was preaching.
Yes.
And I just did it. I don't know if you ever get confused
years,
with Billy Graham
years.
Or not.
I've got a lot of funny stories.
I was just imagining. I wanted to just add
but
one.
But not
to,
now.
And I thought, well, I'm not going to even take time to, Anyway, I'm in heaven now. And, I tell you, sometimes I get there, even when I'm telling this story, and it's hard to return back here to earth. But I was taken by my best friend now, who's accompanying me. He died in a previous accident, and he's assigned to show me around heaven. Everyone has a person assigned to them, and I go to the mansion I'll spend all eternity in.
What did it look like?
Okay, I believe, number one, no two mansions are alike. You have what you like. You in heaven, you have what you like. I always wanted, if I had a choice, I'd live like in a house like in let's say Natchez, Mississippi, those colonial mansions.
Gone with the Wind.
Gone with the Wind type house. That's exactly how my mansion looked.
That's
exactly how it looked. And it had marble columns, had the steps up. And so I believe each mansion, there were cities beyond, even in the city that I was in. You could see all kinds of cities, many, many dwelling places.
Oh, that's heavenly Jerusalem you were in.
Yes,
and there are many other places.
Many other places.
Mm-hmm.
And so I saw this, and I walked up the steps, and I entered in and went into the mansion that I'll spend all eternity in. Well, the first thing I noticed, because I'd been in other mansions, they had all kinds of furnishings.
Such as?
Piano, a desk, just basically what you would have right here in your office, a beautiful chest over there, whatever you call it, a couch, all these things. Exactly. This would be just like, if you'd like this, this would probably be just like how you have in your mansion. And I'd seen these things. I'd seen paintings hanging on the wall, beautiful decorations. Yet I noticed instantly my mansion had no furnishings. It just had three buckets of paint. That's all that was in there. And my friend walked over, dipped his hand into the bucket, flung it against the wall, and a beautiful floral arrangement just instantly appeared on the wall. Now, if you know me, Billy, and I'll be telling stories more here later the next couple of days, but if you really got to know me and was in any of my crusades, it's just the way I am. I walked over, picked up the whole bucket, and threw it up in the air. I'm just that way. And the whole room instantly, when I threw that paint up, it didn't just splatter or drop, make a mess. It instantly became the smell of the sweetest roses that I have ever consumed in my nostrils. I mean, it was just so magnificent to breathe. And I was just there, staying there. My friend said, "You can't stay. It's not ready for you to inhabit. You'll have to come back." And so I had to leave. I think we're sending things up. I think we can have whatever things that we like and things that bring us pleasure. Jesus told me, he said, "I'm going to be your focus." He said, "In heaven, you'll worship me and enjoy me forever." He said, "All that I reveal to you is what you'll hear in heaven. I'm the center of it. Heaven is my creation for you to enjoy." And that's what I was experiencing.
Where did he tell you that? Where was that when he appeared to
well,
you in the water?
Well, this would be after he appeared to me. What I'll share in a few moments when I saw him later and had a one-on-one encounter with him
after the visit to the mansion. Already visited heaven.
But I have to back up a little bit here because I forgot this part, and it's just a powerful thing to share. when I came out of the grand auditorium, and you need to hear that, that's where I saw God's throne. That's where I saw God. That's where I saw the emerald rainbow. That's where I saw the angels taking the praises to God's throne. When I came out of there, about 500 yards from the throne room of God is this building. And it looks like what you'd store personal possessions in. When I walked up, what captured my attention were the words on the outside of the door. It said, unclaimed blessings. I looked at it and opened the door. When I opened it, there were legs hanging there, just legs.
Just human legs.
Human legs. There was arms, eyes. You say, well, why does there need to be a room like that? Because God has a spare part room. God has a miracle room for you. And here's what I saw. Yeah, some people are sitting out there and they're saying, well, we need a miracle right now. So tell us how to get it. Well, here, I'm just going to tell you what I saw. I saw people on the earth pray. I saw the prayers go up in the air. I saw the angels get the prayer request from the Father. And then they went to this room and they got the miracle, whatever was needed. They
like start, a heart or a lung? Or?
What, heart, lung, kidneys, whatever was needed. And they started back down towards the earth to deliver it to the person that prayed. Then I saw demonic opposition. Daniel prayed, and it was 21 days before the answer came to him, was delivered to him. But the moment he prayed, he had the answer sent from heaven. But there's this world of opposition, which I'll get into more probably in the next program when I talk about prayer. But there's this world of opposition of demonic influences.
The prince of the powers of the air.
That are out to stop the manifestation from coming forth. And so here's what I saw. When those angels finally broke through, and they were actually in combat. I saw them with swords.
They actually went in combat.
I saw them slicing away and moving forward. You know, people say to me, Gary, should Christians go to war? And my reply is, my God, I thought we were in one. You know, it's onward Christian soldiers marching as to war with the cross of Jesus going on before. And I saw them really break forth, you know, and they delivered the person the miracle, brought it right up to him. And then I saw the people say things like this, well, it just must not be my time. Or I guess I'm not worthy to receive this miracle, or, you know, something along that line.
Negative.
And it negated and stopped life and death in the power of the tongue. And you can stop that miracle from coming your way. See, a miracle, Billy, is either passing by you or coming to you every moment of every day. And
wow.
You got a choice to reach out, grab hold, and receive it, or it goes past you. And you miss out on that miracle. Well, I'm going
to
grab hold of my miracle whenever
Praise
it comes my
God.
Way.
Help me to
and
grab
and we got to be sensitive to the Spirit of God to get hold of it when it's there, available to us. And so what happened is the angels had to stop because of that confession and turn around, go back up, and deposit that miracle in a room called Unclaimed Blessings. So I say to all of you that are listening right now, in fact, someone has a rotator cuff problem in your right shoulder, and God's healing you right now. And someone's been having a real horrific problem in your sinuses, and God is touching and healing your sinus. A thyroid problem, God's healing right now. Now reach up, grab hold of that miracle. Just receive it right now. Believe and receive. Well, then I left and I walked down this street that was crystal clear. Billy could see all the way through. It was transparent. It was solid gold. And I came and had an encounter with Jesus. And this is where I met him.
Out from that spare part, please.
Out from the spare part. And I saw Jesus. He stood about 6'2". He's a little taller than the average Jewish man. He was a carpenter's son. I saw he's brown, olive toned. People ask me, to me it's humorous, but I guess I'm sure people are serious when they ask me this. Will Jesus return Jewish? Well, yes. If you're African-American, you're going to come back. You're not going to come back white. If you're white, you're not going to come back Hispanic. You know, you're going to come back with a trait of whatever you were born into this world. And I looked at Jesus. I saw his hair. It was the rabbinical hairstyle of a rabbi. Jesus was a rabbi.
Yes, he was.
And I saw this, but it was white. Now, his hair was white because it's pure. And I saw where the nails were driven into his hand, a little below the palm, because they could not have driven in the palm, it ripped off.
He's pointing to his wrist.
It's right in the wrist area, and the Romans adopted it from the Phoenicians, and they knew well how to do it, usually without busting a bone or breaking an artery to inflict the worst torture. I saw where the crown of thorns was placed deep down upon his brow. Saw the indentations. And I saw where he had now he has a regal, beautiful robe. He has this purple sash. It says King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And he has a golden belt. And he has shoes of brass. His eyes are blue. The most beautiful blue eyes. Now, I found out through a book that I have in my library that was given to me by a preacher. It's called the Archaeological Writings of the Sanhedrin. It's the Arco volume. And anyway, it's actual scribes interviewing Jesus' parents and Pilate and others. It's a powerful book. But anyway, Jews from the house, tribe, and lineage of David are known to have blue eyes. So Jesus had these beautiful, magnificent blue eyes, pools of love, looked deep inside of me, and he began to tell me what he wanted me to do in this earth. And he said, tell my people there's a song to sing, there's a missionary journey to take, there's a book to write. He said, tell my people never to buy into the condemnation of the devil that they're unworthy. He said, tell them they're worthy because I've redeemed them by the blood of the Lamb. Billy, I said earlier, and in this series of tapes that we've been sharing, programs we've been sharing, that I saw my name written in the Lamb's Book of Life. I saw it there. It said, paid in full by the precious red blood of Jesus. He said to me, why do my people reject me? He said, why do my people not obey my commandments? And tomorrow, I'm going to share with you the three things that Jesus spoke to me, and I may share some more things. He shared with me several things, a lot of things that in my mind indicate we're the generation that's going to see the return of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Oh, please do tell us those things. Please do tell us those things. Now, if you need to catch up, if you've not been listening to all these broadcasts, you can get them online. We archive them, our radio programs. They'll have his name and date. And so we're also offering you his book, A Place Called Heaven. These things are written there. It's wonderful to read about them. Just phone us at 1-800-972-3447. That's 1-800-972-3447. Or go online to billybrim.org, BILLYEBRIM.ORG. And that's where you can listen to these radio programs and you can see him, because on our May 19 archived stream prayer, we stream prayer live. We pray live every Wednesday at noon Central time, and we are joined from more than 5,000 computers around this earth and 52 nations. So you can go on there and get that archived prayer from May 19, and you can see Gary when he gives an abbreviated, I hated to do it to him, but I had to, an abbreviated form because we needed prayer time.
Yes.
But you'll be able to see him and listen to it like in a capsule. And so don't forget, you'll want the book, A Place Called Heaven, for you and for your loved ones. And this is Billy Brim and everybody here in this studio audience today. Small one, but we're here saying shalom, shalom.